Now, I think we have a group of three guys that we said need to kind of get close to the back of their baseball cards, rebound off of down years in 2023 if this team's really going to do something special. Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, and DJ LeMahieu. You look at, and again, short sample sizes. Most of these are like between 12 and 16 at-bats. But again, bro, when you're looking at guys that were woefully bad last year for various different reasons, the numbers are going to stand out. Rizzo's hitting 500 in spring training.
With a couple dingies.
Doesn't look like he's concussed anymore, right?
Right, looks good.
Looks like he might be a guy that can hit. And did you know that? I don't count 2020, obviously, because it's the COVID year and the numbers are going to be skewed. But Anthony Rizzo, since 2021, has been the only left-handed batter to hit at least 15 home runs for this team.
That's wild. That's wild to me.
They could potentially have four in this lineup this year.
Wild. Four. They should have four.
Wells, Verdugo, Rizzo, and Soto.
Soto.
Right? I think it's fair to say all four of them can hit 15.
At 100%.
Okay, so Rizzo, you feel pretty good. Looks unconcussed, hitting the ball in spring. DJ LeMahieu. And again, let me see what Stan. Let's get to Stan first tonight, because Austin Wells is actually, the Yankees are losing because we're recording. It's about 8:30, right? 8:45 right now. The Yankees are playing Detroit in an exhibition game. But the big star, I guess, is Austin Wells has got a run scoring double and a home run in this game. So he's playing pretty well. So it's just Giancarlo Stanton's updated average in spring training after an 0-for-2 with one strikeout performance tonight. You want to guess what it is? Just guess what his updated spring training average is.
0.67.
How did you know? Did you look it up?
I swear to God. I swear on my kids. I did. Is that really what it is?
0.67.
Wow. I should play the lottery. Wow. That's unreal. Hey, look.
Zero home runs, zero runs batted in, a 2.43 OPS. Again, short sample size, 15 at-bats. This guy was fucking terrible last year. Lost the weight, changed the stance. He's batting 0.67. 0.67, Chris. Tell me I'm not supposed to be concerned by that.
Look, here's what I ask of the Yankees. We talked about
Chris, 191 with a 695 OPS last year. He's hitting 0.67 in spring after he's changed everything.
I know. Listen, here's what I need from the Yankees. And this shouldn't be a difficult ask. It really shouldn't. Let me feel good about the front office still. Let me feel good about the operation here that we have in this organization.
What are you going to do with Stan? Can't get rid of him.
I need them to be proactive this year. Give me a deadline. Give me a deadline. If Giancarlo Stanton is batting 180, when he can no longer be an everyday player for this team. Is that cutoff? July 1st. Fine. But there needs to be a cutoff. There also needs to be a cutoff with the next guy we're going to talk about of hitting in the top of the order. I mean, I need to see the Yankees be proactive this year, and I can't have a Giancarlo Stanton batting cleanup or fifth and batting below 200.
So do you know who else had 15 at-bats in spring training?
DJ?
Spencer Jones did.
Oh. Okay.
Spencer Jones hit 467 with a 1289 OPS.
I mean, so what are we talking about here?
We're talking about is that this is what the difference between this year and last year is because you weren't on the show when I did this last year. I was just with Ryan. Jones is going to rake just like Dominguez did in spring training last year, and they're going to send him down. The only difference is I'm not going to rant about it on the show is because we actually have a competent outfield this year.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. Jones raked 467, right? Sent down. You're not mad about it, right? Because, you know, do you like this outfield?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not mad about it. But the kid raked in spring training. You know, I had, look, again, I get it. You know, he's probably not facing top level pitching, but neither did Dominguez. But Dominguez, then when we saw him come up in spring, he raked.
Hey, guess who else isn't facing top tier pitching?
Probably not Giancarlo Stanton.
Correct. And what's he batting?
067.
What's that, 400 points lower? So, I mean, let's compare apples to apples here. Look, I'm not going to sit here and be irrational. I'm willing to, I think G could have a big year. I'm not willing to just sit here and start screaming that I don't care if Spencer Jones is fucking DHing. I don't care if he's playing the outfield. If his bat can contribute while Stanton's isn't, that needs to happen. I'm not going to be irrational, like I said. I'm giving G some time here. I think he can have a big year.
And don't forget, people forget, the Yankees, don't forget, people forget, okay?
Okay.
The Yankees got another player in that Juan Soto deal.
They did, Trent Grisham.
Trent Grisham is a Gold Glove center fielder, okay? Yeah. And there's a lot of people that think that he will show more pop in Yankee Stadium than he has in previously in his career.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not saying that I don't think he's going to morph into an everyday player. I've seen people tweet that they think that he's going to eventually beat out Alex Verdugo and beat a left.
I don't think so.
Because then people are a little conspiracy theory this because they're saying that eventually the Yankees are going to look for Grisham to do it because then it pushes Verdugo to the bench and gets Judge in right field, and then you get a natural center fielder.
I mean, come on. Natural center field. I'm sorry. Didn't Judge like almost win a fucking Gold Glove in center field?
He doesn't grade out very well metrically as a center fielder. He's highly average.
All I'm saying is, can this team win a World Series with Judge in center field?
I would think so.
So I don't think I think the Yankees have more on their minds than pushing Verdugo out. And I mean, you'd love to see Grisham fucking kill it. Right, no one's rooting against the guy.
I think he's going to play a lot this year. I think he's going to get some games.
I think so too.
Especially against a tough righty. Maybe against a tough righty, you find a way to get his bat in the lineup.
But listen, let's just go back to Stanton here. At what point do you start looking at his numbers and comparing them to Jones in the minor leagues? And say to yourself, if this team is serious,
if he takes a 1-for-12 against Houston.
I don't think it's fair, but I wouldn't put it against you.
Memorial Day, is that fair?
We
always say that's the first mile marker of the season.
I think Memorial Day isn't when you would pull the trigger, but it's certainly when you can sit there and go, something might need to happen.
If he's batting 190 at Memorial Day, he can't be an everyday player anymore.
That's our first checkpoint, I think.
If he's batting, that's when you're going to sit there and now at Memorial Day, if he's batting 190, that's when we're coming on the show and we're putting the pressure on the Yankees to get him out of the lineup.
Yeah, to start to give me other options here.
July 1st is when the Yankees have to pull the trigger.
Right.
Have to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I think that's more than fair.
He can't bat 190 this year.
No.
And another guy that we need, and again, DJ was, you know, you want to say DJ was better towards the second half. He still had 240 last year and didn't show a lot of pop.
Yeah, we're talking about a guy who hit in the mid-threes his first couple of years here.
DJ LeMahieu has had, again, short sample size, right? But this is a guy that you want, that the Yankees want him to be the leadoff hitter. Can you guess his spring training batting average?
128.
083.
Oh, shit. Yeah. 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 I mean, you can't put
He does have a stolen base, though.
That's great. You can't put too much stock into it. I mean.
But these are important guys to this lineup.
Yeah.
And these are guys. Do you sit there and ask, before you get to your point here, let me ask you this question. Do you sit there and question whether or not Giancarlo Stanton is washed up or not? After last year, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
So hitting 067 in spring is concerning.
Yeah, of course. These are guys we're talking about right now that spring matters a little.
Do you think that after the last couple of years DJ LeMahieu has had, are you questioning whether or not he's got anything left in the tank? A lot left in the tank, I should say. There might be something in there, but are you questioning how much is in there?
Yeah.
So hitting 083 in spring is a little concerning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my point is simple. I'm willing to sit here and say, fine, I won't get too emotional over spring training. I know it's a concerning. I know that the points you're making are dead on. They are, you can't dispute them. But I'm willing to sit here and say, okay, you don't want me to get emotional. You don't want me to get irrational. I won't. But then it goes back onto the Yankees. And I'm not willing to be patient with these guys. I'm not willing to have a long leash. And the Yankees better not be either. And that doesn't mean you have to bench a guy like DJ. I know whether he's a bench player or not, he's a guy who's going to get a lot of playing time regardless because he's versatile.
The guy that we all kind of want to push DJ is not going to push DJ because I really think that we're heading for bad news on Oswald Peraza and fairly soon because he hasn't been playing. He's been complaining of shoulder pain.
Yeah.
Yankees shut him down for a couple of days or whatever it's been. And he was supposed to ramp back up today and he hasn't. And he's still saying that he's got the pain and they're sending him for imaging. And I mean, I'm not expecting good news on it, to be honest with you.
No.
Even though Peraza played, I think he played shortstop the other day.
Did he? Oh, yeah, he did. He did. The other night when Cole pitched.
No, I watched the game Cole pitched. It was during the week because the Yankees 1-9 was going to be their 1-9 and would say is probably going to be their 1-9 except for Peraza and
Wells.
Navarez, whatever you say his name, played. Yeah. But they were in the right spots. Like it was.
Yeah.
Shortstop was batting 9 and catcher was batting 8. So the positions looked right. But
yeah.
The 1-7 was probably what they're going to go with because it was LeMahieu, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Torres, and Verdugo.
Yeah. So for me, it's like it's different than with Stanton than it is with DJ. For me, like Stanton, there's a certain leash where he can no longer be the guy in this lineup that we expect him to be. With DJ, when I say that, I mean we need to find another option. With DJ, I don't necessarily need to see him benched majority of the games and not in the lineup.
He can't be batting leadoff.
He can't be leadoff. You have to have a very short, only because you have a few options this year that makes sense. And he can't be leadoff for too long.